More grace to everybody. How delighted I am to be on here with you on this, what's today's date, the 17th of August? Excuse me, it's always a pleasure to communicate with you what the Spirit of God has been communicating with me. I am tired. But of course, none of that matters to me when the Lord gives me a word and tells me to communicate it to his people. I told you this season, you that are connected to me, the Lord said that he wanted you to connect to the prophet in this hour. Thank God for that great pastoral anointing that he placed upon me. I love it. I love pastoring. If I could just go to church on Sundays and Tuesdays and Saturdays there in Houston, I'd be fine. But the Spirit of God is pulling on the prophet in me. As a matter of fact, a word of the Lord, oh, la la, the word of the Lord was released to me the other day from a very mature prophet to make sure that in this season I am raising up prophets. He told me to raise up prophets. He said that's why God wanted you to accept the Episcopalian title, overseer, because in this season he wants them to be overseers. So I received that word. If someone else gave me that word, I would feel like they're just trying to do some compound English words. But I do believe that was a word from the Lord because it was a mature prophet to whom the word of the Lord is accurate in his mouth. So that prophetic anointing has come alive like never before. And God's been showing me things that are to come. And you that are paying attention to the news and you that are writing these prophecies down, you'll see they are happening, even concerning the drought that I told you you're going to hear about on the news. I mean, right now on the West Coast of America, they are communicating about droughts and how they're going to have to do the waters and stuff. I told you all to prepare for a famine. And sometimes we don't recognize that that famine is not always like we think it's going to be, where everything is just shut off. But I'm telling you right now that we need to prepare ourselves for what is coming. And everybody is at a different place financially. So because everybody's at a different place financially, everybody is going to respond differently. But I'm telling you, when the prophet speaks a word and you have it in your power to obey it, it is in your best interest to heed the warning. And as the song said, "O careless soul, heed the warning." Don't be careless in this hour, but heed the warning. God is really dealing with me personally in my life about my love walk on a greater level. And I'm going to be honest with you. That's one thing that I believe that God has graced me to be one of his love vessels in the earth. But God said, son, I want to take you deeper, even in this love walk. And I want it. I want everything that God has for me. I want to walk in the fullness of it. I don't want to know him in a measure. But my God, I want it in its fullness. That's over there in John 3. He gave it to him without measure. That's what I want. I want the Spirit of God to function in my life without measure, heeding to him, listening to his direction. I pray that you that are around are praying in the Holy Ghost at least 1 hour a day. I'm going to tell you one way that you know something good is about to happen. You get distracted with carnality. Another way that you know things are getting ready to happen for you is frustrations begin to hit you at an all-time high. And I'm telling you, you need to draw close to that prophetic anointing. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night, I'll be ministering in Danville, Virginia. That's right. I'll be in Danville, Virginia. Anyone in that vicinity, you should meet me there. If you have it in your power to get there, I would tell you to meet me there, you know. So I'm telling you, God is real. God is real. Ooh, shalabanda like yele me antalahosa. Right, so I really want you to hear the Lord. Lean into him. Lean into this prophetic anointing. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to miss it so that you can receive absolutely everything that God has for you in this last hour. The Lord spoke to me and said, tell the saints to stop fleecing me, because that's one way we get tricked. You know, stop fleecing me. Lord, give me a sign. If this happened, then I know. If this happened, that's old covenant stuff. That's what they did because they didn't have the Holy Ghost. They were fleecing God. I don't know who that word is for, but that's what somebody on this phone. Stop fleecing me. Trust me. The just don't live by sign. The just live by faith. Amen. And some of us are good at, you know, God, if this is what you want me to do, let this happen. And you don't understand. You can materialize or will things so strong that you can even get a sign through your soul. We have to be led by the Spirit. It's that Romans 8:14. Those who are led by the Spirit, the same, are the sons of God. I want everybody right now to sow a seed of $15. That's that dollar sign, PBCJR. You know, the Lord told me to challenge us to sow that $15 extension seed. So I want everybody to do that now as I get ready to minister and share with you some things that I believe the Lord would have me to share. I want everybody, that's right, every one of you, to go to $PBCJR before we get this started. And let's sow our $15 seed. Sister Joy, I don't know if it's possible to do this. Is it possible, like, to go into a three-minute intermission of me singing, "Except the Lord Builds a House"? You can text me and tell me whether that's a yes or no, if that's possible, because I want everybody to get in on this and have an opportunity to sow this seed of $15. That's a dollar sign. God told Hezekiah that he was going to add 15 years to his life. And I'm telling you by faith, what the Spirit of God has shared with me, that this is an hour where he's extending. He's giving you another chance. And let me tell you why you want to do this, because this is still the year of the crossroad. And that's why I'm very adamant about getting myself and my weight together this year. You know, I checked the scale and I didn't like it. And the Lord said, "You telling everybody else to get their house in order, but you're not doing it. You're being lazy." So I'm adamant about getting my weight together this year, because this is the year of the crossroad. That if we don't break the cycle this year, God said it's going to keep going for the next 7 years. We know that God doesn't lie. So when I got that word from the Lord, I've been eating all kinds of salads. Today I had me some rotisserie chicken. Come on here. From Viva Chicken. Some good chicken too, by the way. But I had me some chicken and got a salad that I'm ready to eat when this is over. You know, I ain't telling you I didn't have a little slice of sweet potato pie. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're not going to go extreme. Amen. But I'm listening to the Lord and working out, using the treadmill, doing whatever I have to do, because I want to make sure I do it right. So I want you right now, to everybody, to sow that $15 seed. Some of you need to sow it for your children, $15 per child. Some of you need to sow it for your business. Some of you need to sow it. But I'm telling you what the Spirit of God has challenged me in this hour to sow that seed. I'm going to put you on hold so I can give you a chance to sow this seed of $15. That's that dollar sign, PBCJR. You're sowing that seed in faith, trusting God, and we're believing God for the supernatural. All right, after this, we'll come back on and finish what the Lord is saying. More grace to everybody again. I thank God for you that obey the word of the Lord and is indeed preparing for what the Lord should do in this hour. I have an assignment in the body of Christ. I was speaking to someone today, and I said to them, I said, you know, a lot of times we are very attracted to numbers. You know, we want hundreds of people. We want thousands of people. And Jesus had the capacity to have a whole bunch of people. But for some reason, he only chose 12. That's all it took. 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles. Amen. He only chose 12 to take the time to pour into, to minister to. Amen. He only chose 12 of them. And even when Gideon was getting ready to go to war, there were thousands there, I believe. But he said, just find me 300 men. 300 men who lap water like a dog. That was the word of the Lord. Desperate, hungry. That's who I desire to minister to in this hour. I'm not interested in communicating to people who are comfortable where they are. I'm very serious about this. You have to get frustrated enough to want to change. Now, you can be frustrated about your weight. You can be frustrated about your finances. You can be frustrated about your spiritual life, whatever it is. But there comes another point where you are frustrated enough to change, that you really make the necessary adjustments that need to be made to prepare you for where the Lord is getting ready to take you. And I'm telling you that if you don't do that in this hour, you're going to miss it. I'm going to say that again. If you don't become frustrated with your now, you're going to miss your next. If you don't literally get to a place where now is despicable and now is nasty, and I know by the Spirit of grace that you that are getting ready to be used very powerfully in this next season is under intense pressure. You are being crushed in areas of your life that you have never been crushed before. Oh, listen to me. I know I'm prophesying. I said you are being crushed in areas of your life that you have never been crushed in before. I know that by the Spirit. And because you are being crushed because heaven is desiring to produce something in you that is going to be massive for the ages. Okay? So I want you to hear me by the Spirit, because God is really preparing you for something bigger than yourself. It's not even about you. And as long as you think it's about you, you're going to miss it. I made a little comment in church the other day and said that this is not an hour to be concerned about your comfort, because most of you are going to miss God because you're more concerned about your comfort than his purpose. You've not been called according to your purpose. All things work together for the good, Romans 8:28, to them who are the called according to his purpose. It's not yours, it's his purpose. It's not your will, but it's his will for your life. And that's why we pray in the Spirit. And again, the Holy Ghost won't even let me get off of that. But that's why we pray in the Spirit and praying in the Holy Ghost, building ourselves up on our most holy faith. You know why we're doing that? Because when you pray in the Spirit, you are not praying. Your spirit is praying. I know it's true. I was talking to a dear lady who I love and respect, who is currently having speech problems. But no matter how bad her speech or troubled her speech may be, nothing about her praying in tongues is slurred or hindered. I mean, she can have a problem getting her words out in English. But if I say pray in the Spirit, no pause, no stutter, no slur. And I said, wow, it shows you how powerful your spirit man is. Let's go a little deeper. They've even done research on people who pray in the Holy Ghost and said that the front of your brain is not even, nothing is, you know, every time you speak, that frontal lobe in your brain lights up, you know, on a computer, it would do that. But when you pray in the Spirit, none of that is at work. And again, you know why? Because it's not your natural man. It's the spirit man who's doing the praying. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto God, but unto, not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. But the Spirit declares that my spirit prayeth. When you pray in the Spirit, you are praying the will of God. And that's why you need to do it every day. I'm going to ask you that. Have you prayed in tongues today? Have you prayed in the Spirit today? Have you built up yourself on your most holy faith? How do you do that, Jude 20? praying in the Holy Ghost. You're building yourself up. Have you built yourself up? Have you prayed in the Spirit? Because it's very vital in this next season, because you have to know the will of God. You cannot afford just to be making decisions because it sounds good or it feels good or it looks good. I have to be in the perfect plan and purpose of God for my life. And I believe it was Karen Clark Sheard who said the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. So it is true. So I was given an order from the Lord today, and the Spirit of God began to challenge me and challenge me to minister to his people. And again, there are hundreds of you on this call, hundreds. When I came on the call, it told me that there were hundreds of you on this call. But I want to say this to you, that if God has connected you to a voice, it is very adamant in this hour that you stay connected to the voice that he has sent you to. The word of God says that my sheep know my voice, not voices, but my sheep know my voice. That's very tough for people because we're in an hour of information and everybody want to know what's going on and everybody's listening to everybody. But it is because people are listening to everybody that they are being bamboozled and tricked. Didn't the word of God say that the time will come where men will not endure sound doctrine? But after themselves, they're going to heap unto themselves. They're going to gather. That's that word heap there. They're going to gather unto themselves teachers. They're not going to listen to the voice they're assigned to, but they're going to find them a teacher. And the teacher that they're going to find is going to be someone who tickles their ears, who tells them what they want to hear. And that's where we are. We don't like to be challenged. Amen. We don't like to be told certain things, but you got to have you a leader. You got to have you a man of God. I'm very adamant about that because I see that one of the greatest fruits of my life and the greatest successes of my life was me listening to authority and listening to who God assigned to my life at that season. Does that make sense? I pray it does. So I know that I have people that are assigned to my voice. Amen. I make your baby leap. Isn't that right? Isn't that beautiful? And I'm anointed to cause your baby to leap. Everybody can minister to you, but God has given me the grace to in this season. And it's very important to hear the voice of the Lord and not get distracted, not get off course, not miss it. The Spirit of God is challenging everyone on this call. I hear that. I hear the word right now in my spirit, order, O-R-D-E-R, order. Get things in order. If you're talking to me right now and your house is filthy, get it in order. Yes, your house, your room, amen. If you're talking to me right now and that house is not clean, and that room is not clean, get it in order. Amen. Don't have things everywhere, but have it in order. And just because you put things up don't mean it's in order. You can put this in, put that there, but not have any order. Get order in your life. Amen. The Lord is saying order. Get your finances in order. Get your prayer life in order. Get your children. Uh-oh. Yes, get your children in order. This is the Lord saying to you in this hour, order, order. See, this is the year of the crossroads. Sometimes we kind of get away from what the Lord is saying, but I hear very clearly what God is saying to the church in this hour. He's given us opportunity too. He's given us opportunity to get it right. He's given us opportunity to set things in place. He's giving you opportunity. And that's why I said he's giving you this space of grace. He's giving you an opportunity to get things right so that you don't repeat the cycle of your mother and your father and your sisters and your brothers and your grandmothers and your forefathers. He doesn't want you to repeat that cycle. And you need to get your life in order. Get your house in order. Set thine house in order. So the Spirit of God is literally ministering to me right now while I'm ministering to you. The Spirit of God is challenging me to challenge you. Order, structure. God is a God of order. I know sometimes us Pentecostals and us people who flow in the Spirit think that God is opposed to order. But God did not move unto the head everything according to the pattern that he had established. God told him to build the tabernacle, but it had to be according to the pattern. And the minute they followed that pattern, then the glory fell. Order. Did you pray an hour today? Amen. When is the last time you've been on a fast? Was the last time you consecrated yourself? All right. Have you got into your word today? Have you studied? And it's not about how long. And I want to say that to you. I keep being very pushed to communicate that to you because sometimes we're always concerned about how long. No. It's not about how long. It's about how consistent. Just be consistent in your communication. Be consistent in whatever you're doing. Find structure. Get order in your life. Get order. Amen. In every area of your life, a time you wake up, a time you go to bed. Set a pattern. Because the Lord is saying in this hour, I'm going to bless order. I'm not blessing confusion. I'm blessing order. There's a shaking going on right now in the spirit realm. I'm telling you why. Because things, as we know, are getting ready to shift. Prophets are ahead of their time. I am being so stretched and pulled out of place like never before. Telling you I am, but I trust the Lord with my life, with my destiny, with my future, because I know that he knows what's best for me in this hour. So the Spirit of God is challenging us to get in order. Do everything you need to do to get in order. There's a finance class that I did maybe a year or two ago. I'm not sure. It's not even expensive. I think it was $77. If you've never taken that class, you need to take it. Some of you have taken it. You need to go back into it and start over and do it again. All right? You need to make sure you do. I think it's $77. You can go to the website, briancoyne.com. I gave you a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of information. And you need to follow the rules and follow the guidelines of everything so you can get your mind right because you have to prepare for this next season. Your mind is too cluttered. I know what I'm saying sounds very elementary, and it is, but your mind is cluttered, and I know your mind is cluttered because your life is cluttered. There's no order in your life because there's no order in your thought life. Amen. Whatever you see happening in your life is a manifestation of the way you think. As a man thinketh, so is he. So if your mind is all over the place, so is your life. If your mind is all over the place, so is your relationships. If your mind is all over the place, so are your finances. If you are unsure about what to do next, so is your money. If you are unsure about what to do next, so is your life. However you think is the way things are going to manifest in your life. So you need to make it your business to be extremely intentional in this hour to see to it that you don't miss it. Because I know by the Spirit of God that you must prepare for your next. And I don't care how old you are. Sometimes we look at our lives, we're 60, 70, 80 years old, and say, well, it's too late for me. Who says that? Who determines that? Amen. I don't live according to the world's standard. I have the blessing on my life. Hallelujah. I said, I have the blessing. Oh, la la makaya. I said, I have the blessing on my life. And if that is true, that you have the blessing on your life, you should walk like it. You should talk like it. You should act like it. And there should be a new confidence and a great tenacity that flows out of your being. I am being wooed into the presence of Yeshua HaMashiach. I am being wooed into his presence. He's calling you deeper. He's calling us deeper. And it takes time to hear the word of God. It takes time to get clarity. It takes time to tap into and hear the mind of God for the nation. Amen. Trust me. It takes time. It didn't happen overnight. You know, you can tell when you're doing what God called you to do because you make it look easy. Amen. You make it look easy, but just because it looks easy don't mean it is. And I'm believing God for something for the Jacksonville Church, more space. Something opened up. Someone came to me concerning a property there in Jacksonville. But just because they came don't mean I'm supposed to do it. I want to be led by the Spirit. I want to hear his voice. I want to make sure that I do exactly what he says, because I'm telling you, y'all got to hear me. I'm telling you, it is so easy to miss it. Amen. It is so easy to make a move that you think there's an individual who a brother in the Lord who I fellowship with, and I found myself pulling back from him. And the Lord said, you doing that to protect yourself. I didn't tell you to do that. Now, see, here I am making a decision because I felt led to, I made a decision, but I just did it because I thought it was a smart decision. But just because it's smart to you don't mean it's the purpose and the plan of God. And it's so easy to just make decisions that make sense to that natural man and miss it. So I want you to be very strategic in this hour. And the Spirit of God has instructed me to let you know that what you're dealing with in your life is a lack of order. And maybe there's a demon that's been assigned to your life to keep you all over the place. Amen. Maybe there's a principality, a stronghold. You know what a principality is. It's a prince in his palace sitting over your life. Amen. And is using your lack of discipline as a, using your lack of discipline as a entryway. You know, on purpose. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is a entryway. Your lack of discipline gave the enemy access. But I want you to declare for yourself right now, access denied. Come on, say that. Say, no evil access in my life. No diba kaband kabababo sukobonde lebeklifele dosna. Ilantala dikandolo koshalamande. Elalabosi kabande lebehikala mahasa. Hey, halabosa. Mambala kientelemea. Kinanaman shakalabosa. Hey, shandabasia. No access. Come on, say that. Amen. No access in my, no demonic access. Amen. No demonic access. No evil access. No ungodly access in my life today. Kelebeshe labakusa lentala dikisa lokumante. Lay hands on your belly, you that are on this call, and declare that over your life. No demonic access in my belly. Amen. No demonic entry points. Amen. All demonic embargo be canceled. Amen. I restrict your access. I restrict all access of the oppressor. I restrict all access of the evil one. I restrict all access of the enemy to my mind, to my body, to my thoughts, to my finances, to my children. I restrict all access. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And you have to believe that. And you have to decree that. And you have to know that you have whatever you say. But this is an hour where the Spirit of God is challenging you, my sister and brother, to get in order. The Lord's speaking to me. Sister Joy, I'm not even on that thing, but the Lord is speaking to me about somebody right now. Is there a woman on here named, look for Annie, or Annie Bolt. the Spirit of God is speaking to me about this woman. And Annie Bolt, Lukushe, Yembio Sikelemanda, Handa Labokosai, Elemanda Lakikalamasai. Hallelujah. See if you can find an Annie Bolt. Lila la 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 bandiliosa. Is there an Annie Bolt on here?
Yes.
More Grace, how are you?
I'm great, More Grace.
Great. I want to pray for you. Have I ever prayed for you before?
No, sir.
Okay. I don't know you, but the Spirit of God is calling on you. And I'm just going to kind of share with you some things that I believe the Lord would have me to share with you. The Spirit of God wants you to prepare yourself to walk in a new direction. And when I say a new direction, I really felt very strongly that this is an hour that if you would listen to the Lord and hear his instruction, he's going to begin to break some stubbornness in you. Are you listening to me?
Yes, I am. Jesus.
Yes, he wants to break some stubbornness in you to prepare you to take you. This is not an hour for you to try to make sense, but just submit to what the Lord wants to do in your life in this season. And if you submit to what the Lord wants to do in your life in this season, I feel very strong that everything that's been fighting you and standing in your way, God's going to slowly begin to move it, and things are just going to begin to fall in place. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I want to speak to you about Prospect Street. What is that?
That's where I used to stay.
Okay. Did you sell that property, or what's going on?
No, it was burnt down. It's nothing. Just land.
Okay. Do you still own the land? Did you lose the land?
Yes.
Tell me what happened with it.
It was family inheritance. Yeah, I still have it.
You still have that land?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I do not want you to think about selling it at all, okay?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hold on to that land, because something is going to manifest in that. I feel like I'm walking literally somewhere near that area. I don't know if that area is called like Smith Heights or what, but I literally feel like I'm near that area. But prepare yourself for what the Lord is going to do. I'm just going to say to you things as the Spirit of God gives them to me. Now, who is this person I'm looking at named Calvin?
It used to be a best friend, but he's deceased. I don't know Calvin.
Keep thinking. This is a young person I'm looking at. I'm looking at Calvin. This is not old. This person is maybe in their 20s or 30s or 35, 36. They're in their 30s maybe. But I'm hearing the name Calvin. Are you any kin to any, I hear the name Curry?
Not as I know of, no, sir.
I want
Curry.
You to write this down.
Oh,
the Lord is speaking. I want you to
Curry, that's my sister, my sister's husband, ex-husband, getting ready to be ex-husband. Oh.
Who?
My sister.
Who, Calvin Curry is the ex-husband?
Yes, getting ready to be in the process, yes.
Okay, but your sister must be, she must got a son named Calvin, too.
She just had a little boy, and his name is Isaiah.
Okay, but the husband name is Calvin?
Yes.
Okay. Is it Calvin Curry?
Yes.
Okay. I got a lot. You know, I couldn't let that go because I really felt that very, very, very strong.
Wow.
I want you to tell your sister when you speak to her. Make sure she has all her paperwork in place. Okay? Make sure everything is in place. And I'm not saying he's an evil man. I don't know him by the Spirit, but I do know by the Spirit that there may be some things done undercover, that he may try to take some things from her legally. So you just tell her that the man of God, make sure he has everything in order, pay attention to all the details and the documents, because it's going to be her future. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Jeez. Now, I know your name is Annie, and I feel by the Spirit that you got a birthday coming up.
September 5th.
Okay. God told me to tell you he gonna make this a good birthday for you. It's almost like I don't want to get into your business, but it's almost like this is gonna be a momentous year for you. I don't know if you're turning 60 or 70, but it's one of those, you know, 78, one of those. Yeah, you,
wow.
This is a momentous birthday for you. So I want you to give yourself to prayer. I want you to pray into that day. I want you to pray against any kind of sickness and any kind of swelling in your body. Do you hear me?
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Jesus.
Yeah. Pray against any swelling in the legs and the swelling in the ankles, because you're going to have a good birth. And I'm just believing, God, that you're going to live a long time. I believe this.
Praise God.
A long time. Now, who is Anthony?
My son.
Okay. You have a son named Anthony?
Yes.
Okay, but who's this person who died?
My brother.
His
name is Melvin. Melvin.
Okay. Yeah. Melvin passed. That's your brother Melvin who died?
Yes, my ex-husband is Anthony.
Okay. Is he alive or dead?
He's deceased, yes.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I want you to hear me. Hear me by the Holy Ghost. There's some land in Alabama that you can claim. Now, where did your ex-husband live?
He got family all over, but he lived in Greenwood. He got in Florida. Might have family in Alabama.
Okay, I want you to look up some land in Greenville, Alabama.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay. Look up some land in Greenville, Alabama, because you actually can claim it. I'm telling what I know by the Spirit, that there's some things that have been tied up. Oh, God, see. And the Spirit in this season wants to grant unto you. And the Spirit of God is also telling me to tell you to tell your son that he's about to change some things concerning his career. I see him working behind a machine. But God's going to move him from behind the machine, and he's getting ready to promote him. So it's almost like he may work with a machine, but the Spirit of God in this season is going to elevate him. And it's like he's going to be giving directions to everybody. Look, there it goes. Look. Like, I feel like he got a birthday coming up, too. So, look, September 1st, 2nd, 3rd, somewhere around.
2nd.
Yeah.
September the 2nd.
Yeah. So,
my God
is real, ain't he?
Yes, he is. Praise God.
Yeah. So, but you tell him to make sure you stir it up. You tell him to make sure that he walks circumspectly, not as fools. Walk circumspectly. God's getting ready to promote him. God's getting ready to do something big in his life. And he's preparing himself to give himself to the Lord. He needs to give himself to the Lord. He needs to give himself to the Lord so that God can do what he wants to do. I know I call him Anthony, but heaven is calling him Edward. So you tell Edward get to the Lord. And as he gives himself to the Lord, God's going to begin to manifest some big things. And it's like he's anointed He's anointed with his hands. That's his anointing, his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a grace
mm-hmm.
if God wants to begin to do things with his hands. So I just wanted to share that with you. You be encouraged.
Thank
and,
you. Thank you.
You know that God has some great things in store for you. And I want you to take a trip. Tell somebody to bring you down to Charlotte to come see the man of God. I want to know who you are. Shake my hand. Well, yeah. I literally see an angel walking down Chandler Road right now as I talk to you.
Oh,
you
my God.
He's coming to your house, and he's setting everything in order. Everything you lost, God's going to restore it. So you just prepare yourself for restoration. You ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm not going to get in your business, but I told you, I see that angel walking down Chandler Road, and he stopped at a house. I won't give all your business, but the address starts with a 3 and ends with a 9. God told me to tell you. I'm visiting your house. Hey!
Yes,
and everything
Lord.
You lost, I'm going to restore in this
season.
Jesus.
Jesus. Yes,
Holy God. Thank you, Master. You are blessed.
Ooh.
Come see me soon. More grace to you. Hallelujah.
More grace.
Y'all, God is real. See, God is concerned about the affairs of man. Hey, he know it. He's concerned about what concerns you. Amen. God is concerned about the affairs of man, and there's nothing that you can do. Amen. Well, he's not concerned. You know, I always tell people, God has gifted me, and I'm grateful for it. I want you all to know that when I minister to people, I'm just as amazed as you are. I'd be sitting there saying, my God, you're bad. You're bad. And I just would that people who had an opportunity to access and be close to this anointing would learn how to access it. Because, my God, if you would learn how to access it, it would give me so much access to minister into your life to help you navigate into your future. Where you are is not your destiny. He that hath begun. If I give you a word, you don't make a decision based on what the people are saying around you. You stand on the word of the prophet. Let me say that again. If I give you a word, you don't make a decision based on how it feels and looks around you. You stand on the word of the prophet. Get in order, the Spirit of God is saying in this hour. Don't miss it, because if you miss it, I promise you it can cost you your life, your destiny, and the future even of your children. You can't afford to miss it in this hour. You cannot afford just to make a decision because you're making it. I have to be in God's will. I have to do it his way. I have to have his instruction, have his guidance, and absolutely have his direction. You are blessed today. You are favored. You are favored, 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 favored. There's an unusual parent. There's an unusual kosheke. Ben kadikishnele. Ele mondolo kosai. Ele bankalatia. God's talking to me about a woman. Sister Joy, look up the name McLam. Look up the name McLam. Yenkebe. Ye commanda la kisa. Vida di o shandabasi. E la mandala la baka torobos. McLamb. Is there McLamb on here? McLamb. 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 Elebe solamanca. Yalamando lobo sotto lelebesce. I wonder why. They said that you're not able to be unmuted, so that means you're on here. McLamb, you're on here, and it's not allowing us to unmute you. We're not sure why, but I want to minister to you so you can listen to me, and I hope you're able to hear what I'm saying. But the Lord is speaking to me concerning you, and the prayer that I'm praying is not really for you, but it's for someone close to you by the name of Dwight. The Spirit of God is getting ready to visit Dwight. God is about to do something so profound in his life that it's going to blow your mind. Is McLamb here? Can you hear me? McLamb, hello? Hello? Okay. You here? It says that you're unmuted now, but I don't know if you muted your phone, so maybe we can't hear you. But the Spirit of God is moving for a gentleman by the name of Dwight, and he's kin to you. Prepare yourself. And I really want you to know that God has heard your prayers, Miss McLamb. The Spirit of God has heard your prayers. And deliverance is coming to the white today. O Baba Shaka Handala Hosiah. And it is so. In the name of Jesus. You know, I'm setting my house in order. And I want the Spirit of God to know that whatever he tells me to do in this hour, I'll do it. Now, I say this to you all that hear my voice. I don't know these people. I really wish I could unmute the lady I ministered to. I want to talk to her because I want these people to know that I don't know her. I've never met her. I think it was Sister Bob or Sister Annie or whatever. I want to come back on here if she's still here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope she didn't hang up. I hope she didn't get too happy and hang up on us. Praise God. Is she still on, Sister Joy? Or did she hang up? Amen. Hallelujah. The enemy is fighting us. Sister Joy says she's unmuting, but it's not working. And we know the devil is mad. Because I feel this prophetic anointing on me, and I can really minister to some more of you all tonight. But the enemy is fighting us. See, that's the power of prophecy, Bishop Jordan would say. But that's the power of prophecy. Amen. When something gets ready to happen in your life, profound, you can always tell it. Because the enemy fights it. And one word from a prophet can shift your life. It's all it takes. I don't care what you're going through and what you're experiencing. One word from a man of God can shift your life. You can't give me a glass of water and not be blessed. Amen. That's how powerful the prophetic grace is. Get your house in order. I'm challenging right now under this anointing. I'm challenging 300 of you to sow a seed of $52. Koboso, they have 52 weeks in a year. Now listen to the instruction before you move. Listen to the instruction. Listen to the instruction. Kalebekele montolo kukasili eshtolo 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 eshtolo. Olele mankalaba isala montolo ukutaneni inele fekleistalan sala akasunia. Yes, Lord. So I want you to hear the instruction of the Lord. This seed of $52, there are 52 weeks in a year. This is the year of the crossroad, and you cannot live another year the same. I want every one of you to sow this seed in faith. Now, hear me very well. I am always telling you to make sure I know that you have these seeds, because sooner or later, I ask them from Sister Joy. I'll look over them, and the Spirit of God may speak to me and give me an instruction. There's others who sold, I believe, the $80 seed, and God gave me the instruction for them. He told me to have them to do something. So I don't just do this to do it, but this is the prophet in me ministering, getting instructions. Now, again, you can always sow it on Cash App, but I always try to tell you, when you do sow it on Cash App, make sure you send an email with a copy of that receipt to customerservice@briankarn.org so that I can know that you did indeed send it. I'm challenging 300 people right now to go to $PBCJR and sow a seed of $52 to make it easy so that I can have your name. Now, listen, if you think it's a game, don't do it. But I would be so shocked that some of you would still question the authenticity of the prophetic grace upon my life when you've seen the things God had brought to pass. Do not leave, because I'm going to share with you some more prophetic announcements that God has told me that's getting ready to happen in this country. But I'm challenging every one of you, $PBCJR, $52. Go to the website, briankarn.com or .org, and sow that seed of $52. Okay? Sow it in faith. Sow it in faith. Sow it right now in faith. If you can't go to the website, if you have to mail it in, mail it in. In P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 322. Yes, Lord, I heard that. Yes, Lord, I understand that. Kulankala, D.E. Solosha. I just received an instruction from the Lord, but it's for the people who sows the $52 seed. I just received a very powerful instruction concerning something that's getting ready to hit your mailbox. I'm telling you what the Spirit of God just shared with me. I want every person to sow a $52. I heard you loud and clear, Jesus. Hey, Baba Shakala Mandolobo Site. I want everybody, 300 of you, that's going to sow a $52 seed. Hear me very well. A $52 seed is being sown right now at PBCJR or the website, briankarn.com or .org. Whatever it takes to make sure that I get this seed and I can validate that you have received it. Because when you send that email at customerservice@briankarn.org, I need your information. I need to make sure I have your email, your name, whatever it is. I need to make sure I have those things, because the Spirit of God just gave me a very strong instruction. And it's concerning an increase that is specifically about to hit your mailbox. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. There's an increase specifically about to hit your mailbox. Every person who sows this seed of $52. There are 10 of you that's going to give $152. There are 10 of you that's going to give $152. And there are two of you that's going to give $1,052. Thank you, Lord. And there's one person that's going to give $5,200. Tell what God just said to me. As sure as my name is Prophet Carr, if what I'm saying is a lie, may God judge me. I'm telling you very strongly what I just heard. There are 10 of you giving 152. There are two of you giving 1,052. And there's one of you giving a seed of $5,200. Don't miss it. Please don't. I'm telling you what God said. Because this $5,200 for somebody is merely getting ready to set them up and establish and put them in another place. But God said, everybody who's sowing this $52 seed, he's already given me the instruction for an increase that is getting ready to hit your mailbox. Hobiasi. You can give it at $PBCJR. Thank you, Lord, for being so real in my life. You can give it at the website, briancarn.org. You can sow it there now. You can mail it in, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. Please hear me very strong what I'm saying to you. Please hear me. Every person who can do it need to do this. I'm telling you, I've just received a very strong word from the Lord concerning your mailbox and what God is about to do. Hobasi, telling you what the Lord said to me. We're trusting God and we're sowing that $52 seed. PBCJR. $PBCGR. BrianCarn.org. Mail it in. Amen. But please listen to the instruction of the Holy Ghost. Because I'm telling you, what I'm telling you is thus saith the Lord. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm not telling you what I feel. I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost is about to happen in the life of the obedient. And every one of you that will sow that seed, please make sure. I beg of you. I implore you. Please. Please, I beg of you, to please, I implore you. I am so adamant about what I'm saying to you right now. I implore you to please, please, please make sure I have your information. Oh, my mama, I implore you to please make sure I have your information. Homalasa Shebe Kondolobosita Helamandili Obasaya. Yes, Lord, please make sure I have your information. Go to customerservice@briancarn.org to give me proof of the seed that you have sown. Telling you, please put this seed in the grass. Write down what the Lord is saying to us. There's a news anchor. This is going to happen on TV. And when I be telling you something, I believe I be talking about national news. I don't believe you be talking about the local stations, because I know that the anointing on my life is for national. But I actually saw a news anchor passing out or fainting on camera. Something's going to happen where they're just going to become overwhelmed and they're literally going to faint on camera. There's a rapper by the name of Eminem. He's all over the news for something strange. Eminem is all over the news for something strange. Now, God gives me these things as signs. Amen. To the sinner, signs to the unbeliever, signs for you to know that God is speaking. Okay? But hear me very well. Hear me very well. I really want you to pray and get close to the Lord, because after September, from October to January, there's going to be a lot of anxiety surrounding the White House. Okay? America, as you know, is getting ready to change. And the Lord showed me that there's a new political war that has started the division of America. And you're going to begin to see America divided like you've never seen before. I'm telling you, it's not going to be the United States of America. It's going to be the divided states of America. And this is going to happen over time. And again, you know, prophecy very far. But I'm all the way at 2035, 2040. I saw states becoming their own nations. And there is a political war that's going to be amongst the Republicans and the Democrats. And it's happening and it's forming right now. Okay? So please hear me when I tell you this. You need to hear me because I saw from October to January, there's going to be great anxiety surrounding the White House. I also saw flooding in the Midwest, okay? And from September 24th to October 17th, I see a lot of strange storms. From the 24th of September all the way to, like, October the 17th, I see a lot of bad storms, okay? And again, there's a new law that's going to pass in California that's going to shock the nation. The nation is going to be shocked when this new law passes in California. And that's why I'm really wanting to push for the saints of God to create wealth and get business, hear the Lord, get some money, because in this next season, middle-class people are going to be very oppressed. Okay? That's why I need you to be strategic and listen to the Lord. Draw close to the prophet. Don't fight prophetic voices, but believe the prophet. So you can prosper, because I saw middle class oppression that's going to be created in this next season. And I also saw a bridge collapse in this next season due to a storm. Amen. I saw a bridge that's literally going to collapse because of a storm that came. But within 2 years, there's going to be an unusual event that's going to be found right here in America. And it's going to be a warlike atmosphere right here in America. We're going to literally feel like we're in war. I'm telling you, I saw army tanks riding the streets of America like you've never seen before. And I see drought all over the front page of newspapers. I'm seeing that right before me. And I also see an unusual earthquake near. And I'm talking about a big one. This earthquake is 7.5 or higher. This is a big earthquake. I'm sensing it. And this is very, very, very soon. Okay? But I want you to hear me very well when I tell you. God is bringing judgment. He's releasing money into the hands of those who obey him. And a sign being to you, if there's a billionaire, there is a billionaire that's about to be accused of something illegal on a great level. And we're going to see this by December. December is going to disclose more. But there's a great billionaire that's going to be accused of something illegal. You can take it to the bank, what I'm telling you, what I know of the Spirit of God has shared with me. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your Spirit in this place. Please connect to the prophetic anointing of my life in this season like you have never done before. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit, that this is the season of the miraculous. Draw close to the prophetic. And if God has placed a prophet in your midst, get close to him. Position yourself to be poured into. Get around that anointing so you can experience the double portion. And in a capacity you can. If God gives you access to it, glean from it. The Lord challenged me to challenge 300 of you to sow a $52 seed, 10 of you to sow 152, 2 of you to sow 1,052, 1 of you to sow a seed of $5,200. Lord, I've heard what you told me to do, and I've said, and I've obeyed you. And Lord, you gave me a very strong instruction for this next season. concerning the people who obey and their mailbox. Holy Ghost, back up your word and confirm it with signs and wonders, miracles, and let there be a manifestation of a prophecy that I've given on this clarion call, yea, even in the next couple of days. My God, you can do it tomorrow to show them that you have spoken to this vessel of clay. I love you all so much. I'm excited. Please, I have to know you sent this. Customer service at briancarn.org. I need to know that your customer service at briancarn.org. Customer service at briancarn.org. I need to know that you actually gave this seed of $52, $152, whatever. I need to know that you've done it. Sow that seed in faith. Surely, God don't lie. Surely, God, Hobasa, God don't lie. I challenge you. I'll be in Danville, Virginia on Thursday. That's tomorrow night. Go to the website to find out where I'll be. Lambert's Cafe in Charlotte is open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. The grand opening is on Saturday. You that are in Charlotte, please go and patronize the cafe. It's a seed. You never know when the prophet, I showed up there today, got a chance to pour into a young man's life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go up there. Let's support. Miloko shakala mandale ke somohuta, vankala devele ondolo sukumaya, ashtala ele dandili biki tolomo osaya, yam bibibi oshalala mankale be eso. Something is coming on the news concerning Batman. I don't know if Batman dies. I don't know if the actor who plays for Batman dies. I don't know if there's a new Batman coming out, but Batman is all over the news. Ele dolo di alabandele ke shamandele kisuma idanaman shekele mahaso. Ojebe ke shabankalasia alamo shate endele masa yalamankala mohosaya. Pray for America, specifically on September the 23rd. Ilele bele kiantalamo sukumasha. Ajele azalama ashia. Hey! And dele katula mandale ke somonia. And that is the word of the Lord. You are blessed today. You are favored. You are anointed. Yes, Lord, I heard that too. Let's make sure we follow the instruction of the Holy Ghost. Get this $52 seed in the ground. Woo, because this seed is going to be life-changing. I got a strong word from the Lord about it, and I'm excited about what God is doing. Father, I lift up the sons and daughters of your people, and I thank you that you've heard their prayers. You are blessed today. You are favored. You're anointed. You can't be stopped, and no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. You are blessed. Love you. Don't miss it. Come on the Lamberts. Come on the Lamberts. Come on the Danville. Praise our God. Come on. I'll be in Atlanta on Friday night. I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia on Friday night. Be there with Bishop Bryan Friday night in Atlanta. If you're near the Georgia area, Atlanta, South Carolina, I don't know, get down to Georgia. Let's have a good time in the Holy Ghost in Atlanta, Georgia. I believe it's going to be awesome. Telling you, God's getting ready to do it. I'm telling you, so strong. There's so many big things that happen. So you see now in faith, you are blessed. More grace.